From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. President Jokowi, Putin talk about bilateral projects G20 via phone call. Vice President Maruf Amin highlights vital role of sharing economy in economic recovery. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Jokowi Dodo spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin by telephone on Thursday. They discussed several issues from bilateral projects in the economic and trade sector to preparation for the G20 summit. Based on a written statement from the Russian embassy in Jakarta, the two leaders talk of Russia-Indonesia relation with a focus on implementing the agreement reached during the Indonesian president's latest visit to Moscow. Putin also informed Jokowi of Russia's joint efforts with Turkey and the UN Secretariat to stabilize the global grain and fertilizer market. Vice President Maruf Amin on Thursday highlighted the vital role of the Sharia economy and finance in scripting an inclusive national economic recovery. The Vice President said at the 19th anniversary commemoration of the Indonesian Sharia Insurance Association, ASI, theme Harmonization of Nusantara in Advancing Sharia Insurance in Jakarta, that Sharia economy and finance, which are being prioritized in the national economy, are expected to serve as engine that will lead the Indonesian people to achieve development goals that are prosperous and just. Bank of Indonesia released 7th denomination of the 2022 issues banknotes. Bank Indonesia's Governor Peri Warjio said in Jakarta on Thursday that 7th denomination will become a legal means of payment starting August 18, 2022, to be used alongside the currently circulating banknotes. The 2022 edition banknotes still bear images of national heroes on the front side, as well as the cultural themes such as dance forms, natural scenery, and flora, on the reverse side akin to the 2016 edition banknotes. However, the new banknotes were improvised in some aspects, such as sharper color palette, more reliable security aspects, and more durable. Last national news comes from the high inflation rate in Indonesia is likely to continue in 2023 as Bank Indonesia's project that prices will remain stubbornly high next year. The last national news comes from the high inflation rate in Indonesia is likely to continue in 2023 as Bank Indonesia projects that prices will remain stubbornly high next year. Extending what the country has been suffering throughout this year, Bank Indonesia warns that the inflation rate may hover above its targeted 2-4% next year. According to presentation material shown by the central bank on Thursday during a national coordination meeting to tackle inflation. Let's move on to the international news. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said he is gravely concerned about fighting near the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. He made the comments during a summit with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and Turkey's leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Lviv. Guterres warned that any potential damage to Zaporizhia is suicide. The meeting was the first between the UN chief and Zelensky since Russia launched its invasion in February. The death toll from wildfires in Algeria has risen to 37, the local Ennahar TV reported on Thursday, August 18, citing the Algerian Civil Protection Directorate. The number of injured also increased to 183 people. The wildfires are burning in mountainous areas, and the victims were from the provinces of Al-Tarif and Satif, in the eastern part of the arid and semi-arid country, Africa's largest. Most of the wildfires have been put out while some are under control, but firefighters and helicopters are still monitoring the provinces, according to officials. The last news comes from the Australian government that will seek to introduce vehicle fuel efficiency standards to help increase the supply of electric cars, improve affordability for motorists, and drive down emissions. The government said on Friday, August 18, the absence of a mandatory fuel efficiency standard is curbing the uptake of electric cars in Australia. Minister for Climate Change and Energy Chris Bowen said at an electric vehicle summit in Canberra. Minister Bowen said in a discussion paper on the National Electric Vehicle Strategy will be released for consultation in coming weeks, seeking feedback from industry, unions, and consumer bodies. Next, we will present to you a commentary on Myanmar military leader slams Asian.
Today's commentary is on Myanmar military leader slams ASEAN. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, was the target of criticism from Myanmar's military leaders on Wednesday, August 17. This started with ASEAN's exclusion of Myanmar's generals from regional meetings. ASEAN banned Myanmar's generals from attending regional meetings because they did not meet the consensus that had been agreed with other ASEAN member countries. Meanwhile, Myanmar Junta rejected an offer to send non-political representatives to the ASEAN meeting. Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, on the other hand, also expressed their displeasure of the Myanmar Junta. The country is deemed to have failed to make any real progress on the peace plan agreed at an emergency meeting held in Jakarta in April 2021. The plans include involving the opposition and a cessation of hostilities. Military junta spokesman Zhao Mintun said ASEAN violated its own policy of not interfering in the sovereign affairs of any member country. According to him, ASEAN is facing external pressure. However, he does not explain further what is meant by external pressure. Myanmar's military seized power from the civilian government in a coup last year. Since then, the military has crushed any opposition with force. Recently, Myanmar's junta has been criticized for executing political activists and imprisoning elected civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. What is Cambodia's attitude as ASEAN chair this year? Cambodian Foreign Ministry spokesman Chun Son Ri said ASEAN hopes the situation in Myanmar will soon be conducive. Thus, Myanmar can rejoin the ASEAN conference. Apart from ASEAN, several Western countries, including the United States and Britain, have also imposed sanctions on Myanmar's junta over last year's coup. These sanctions have caused the country to be in trouble, especially in the economy, which ultimately affects the lives of its people. To reduce sanctions, Myanmar must be more open to receiving input from ASEAN members and other countries, maintaining principles that are contrary to democracy and unacceptable to the international community today will only make the country suffer more. Well, that was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll begin today in history with August 19, 1919. Afghanistan gains its independence from Great Britain. Afghanistan's journey to be an independent country is full of twists and turns. Finally, on August 19, 1919, Afghanistan became independent from Great Britain. Post-independence, Afghanistan changed its system of government. Afghanistan is a unitary presidential Islamic republic with Islam as the official state religion. Afghanistan developed and later became a member state of the United Nations, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the Group of 77, the Organization for Economic Cooperation, and the Non-Aligned Movement. Afghanistan's economy is ranked 108th in the world with a GDP of around $64.08 billion. Turning to August 19, 1945, the Indonesian Supreme Court is established. President Sukarno appointed Kusuma Atmaja as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the Republic of Indonesia 2 days after the proclamation of Indonesian independence. The day of the inauguration, which is August 19, 1945, is also designated as the birth date of the Supreme Court. After that, the Supreme Court had moved to Yogyakarta between 1946 and 1950. However, on January 1, 1950, it returned to Jakarta. At that time, Kusuma Atmaja returned to being the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court until he died. I'll conclude today in history with August 19, 2003, World Humanitarian Day. Every August the 19th, the world commemorates World Humanitarian Day, and this date is designated as World Humanitarian Day in memory of the suicide bombing attack in the Canal Hotel, Baghdad, Iraq, on August 19, 2003. It happened about 200 meters from the UN complex at the Canal Hotel. 20 people were declared dead, including the top UN envoy in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello. As a result of this tragedy, the United Nations General Assembly finally set World Humanitarian Day on August 19, 2008 with the aim of increasing public awareness to become humanitarian actors and will benefit people who are in need of assistance. Well, that was today in history over Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken.
Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride.
Listener, you've listened the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo targeted economic growth in 2023 as 5.3% year-on-year. That was stated by President in the 2023 Draft Budget and Financial Notes Address in the House of Representatives Plenary Session 2022-2023 on Tuesday. Quoted from setnek.go.id, the 2023 Draft Budget is planned to be 3.417 trillion rupiah. It includes 2.230 trillion rupiah for the central government budget, 811.7 trillion rupiah for regional transfer, and 169.8 trillion rupiah for the health budget, or 5.6% of the state budget. According to the president, the budget will be focused on pandemic handling, health system reform, stunting alleviations acceleration, national health insurance JKN program continuity. The acceleration of stunting alleviations is done through expansion in all regencies or cities in Indonesia with synergies strengthening among institutions. President Joko Widodo also affirmed that the government is committed to keeping fiscal health and to maintaining the strengthening recovery momentum. The fiscal consolidation is also a reflection of preparedness in anticipation of a greater challenge. President Joko Widodo Father stated that with a strong fiscal management and effectiveness in encouraging economic transformation and people welfare improvement, the unemployment rate in 2023 is expected to be suppressed around 5.3% to 6%, poverty around 7.5% to 8.5%, Gini ratio around 0.375 to 0.378, and Human Development Index around 73.31 to 73.49. It was stated that the 2023 state budget design must always be alert, anticipative, and responsive towards various possible scenarios that are very dynamic and can cause turmoil. The state budget design must be flexible, provide a proper fiscal space so that it has an effective damping power to anticipate uncertainty. The 2023 state budget is supportive and measured in facing various possibilities. The Indonesian government will also make a maximum attempt in maintaining the continuity of the national economic strengthening.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and goes, I'm not surprised. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Mangrove Forest of Langgar Island. Some delegates of the G20 Development Working Group, or DWG, will come to Belitung from 7th to 9th September 2022. They will visit various Belitung tourism spots, including island hopping, until a group of small islands in the north of Belitung Island and visit the Maritime Museum. Moreover, the delegation will also visit a 750-year-old mangrove area on Langer Island, Nasik Strait District. As quoted from the website of the provincial government of the Bangka Belitung Islands, the mangrove forest is referred to as one of the oldest mangrove ecosystem. Listener, mangrove forest of Island Langer in District Nasik Strait is in an area separated from the mainland of Belitung Island. It takes a 30-minute cruise from Tanjung Pandan, the capital of Belitung Regency, to reach the area of mangrove. This area has an ecosystem in the form of mangrove forest. The mangrove forests in this area are still natural. This condition is believed to be the main attraction of the G20 delegates. Mangrove trees in this area are quite old. Some trees are estimated to have reached the age of 786.5 years when viewed from the diameter of the tree and the expanse of the roots. Listener, the G20 delegates will take part in planting coral through Corporate Social Responsibility or CSR. They will also get a certificate. Meanwhile, for the planting of mangrove seedlings, the price will be set at 7,000 rupiah per stem, which can be purchased from the local people. These activities will involve the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, as well as the Indonesian National Development Planning Agency or BAPENAS. For tourists visiting Langer Island, they can participate in planting mangrove seedlings. They can also take a walk around the island and play on the white sand or play in the water on the beach. Well, listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kesana kemari selalu berubah. show up and dress up. You're what you wanna be. Get up and stand up. Don't ever give up. Show up, dress up. Oh, oh, oh.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology will hold the Sangiran Night Trail Run 2022, Survive and Sparkling. The event will be held at Sangiran Prehistoric Human Site in Sragen, Central Java on September 17, 2022. The Ministry's Director General, Hilmar Farid, said that the Sangiran 2022 aims to strengthen the management ecosystem of the cultural heritage site and bring it closer to the people. The event will have the primordial exhibition too, in cooperation with Bandung Museum of Geology. The exhibition will showcase that Indonesia is one of the countries with the most prehistoric sites. The exhibition will also identify prehistoric sites in other regions that need consolidation. The exhibition will also identify prehistoric sites in other regions that need consolidation. Meanwhile, Sragen Region Kusdinar Untung Yuni Sukowati said they will add more activities. The Regency is preparing the Sangiran Fair 2022 Cultural Market to be joined by 20 MSMEs and a cultural performance stage by high school students and art studios around the event location. Sangiran Night Trail 2022 Committee Chairman Andre Donas said that the 25-kilometer race will be limited to 250 participants only. There are two categories, namely 25K and 4K run. That's Miss Seleni.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar berani menerjang.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you original song from Central Java entitled Wong Cilik, to be sung by Bossa Nova Jawa. The song Wong Cilik describes the life of the poor when compared to the rich, which the rich people are depicted as corrupt officials for their own pleasures without thinking about the lives of the common people. The lyrics of the song Wong Cilik contain satire to corrupt officials, as well as a message for everyone not to flaunt property from corruption or other things that are obtained illegally, because in the end, it will be affected. Listener, here is Bossa Nova Jawa with the original song from Central Java entitled Wong Cilik.
Pamer pondo mengko mundang urepmu
kinan jar gusti mulo cong loro ati lan pinasti kapekin anjar gusti mulo cong loro ati mulo cong loro ati
Voice of Indonesia.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang
saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua mimpi menjadi yang terbaik. Jangan pernah menyerah, menaklukkan dunia. Jangan berhenti untuk terus berjuang jadi pemenang. Tetap semangat ini pasti bisa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indo.
Beda dari waktu ke waktu, ku bukan seperti dulu. Dengan cinta yang baru, yang berbeda dari waktu ke waktu. Memang ku punya salah, ku salah, eh. Tapi kini ku ingin tunjukkan, oh, masa laluku mendewasakanku. Aku telah berubah, telah berubah, telah berubah. Kini punya cinta yang terindah untukmu. Ku telah berubah, telah berubah. Yakinkan hati cintaku kini cinta yang terbaik. Seperti dulu, dengan cinta yang baru, yang berbeda dari waktu ke waktu. Memang ku punya salah, ku salah, yeah. Tapi kini ku ingin tunjukkan masa laluku mendewasakan.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.